Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Living God's Way Sunday edition. I'm your host, Carlton McPeak, and today we're going to be looking at identifying the false prophet based upon Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 20. Which prophet should we believe? Which prophet is telling the truth? Which prophet is leading people astray? These questions were asked in the days of Jesus and are still being asked today. In his sermon, Jesus informs his listeners how to identify the false prophet, Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 through 20. Jesus says false prophets dress in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Outwardly, they appear to be harmless and gentle, but inwardly, their intention is to destroy. Pretending to be part of the community of believers, they are genuine imposters. Jesus says the listener must use reason and examination to decide. While reasoning with them, Jesus states, "Where grapes and figs are not gathered." After examining the fruit of the tree, they can apply the rule. Good trees produce good fruit and never bad fruit. Bad trees produce only bad fruit and never good fruit. Jesus specifies which tree will be cut down and thrown into the fire. He says it is the tree that does not bear good fruit. This indicates that the tree must be producing something worthy of human ingestion, not just any type of fruit. The purpose of fruit trees is to produce something good to eat. Fruit that is not good does not strengthen a person. Likewise, a false prophet will be proclaiming something that will not strengthen a person nor help them to be living the Christian life. Some think Jesus is talking about the lifestyle of the false prophet and whether or not it is harmonious with his preaching. However, it seems more likely that Jesus is talking about the message proclaimed and not the lifestyle lived. By using the words false prophet, Jesus is speaking of someone who is telling something that sounds like the truth with the intent of building a person up. But in reality, they are speaking something false and therefore tearing a person down. The false prophet is not helping the person be godlier, but rather is promoting an evil lifestyle. Every generation has had false prophets. Jesus says the listener must examine the imposter. The listener must decide if the tree is a thorn bush or a thistle. Do they want to eat from this bad tree? Or do they want to refuse the fruit from this tree, which eventually will be cast in the fire and destroyed? Just listening to a preacher is not sufficient. One must listen with the intention of understanding the message and then verifying it using the Word of God. After identifying the speaker as a true prophet, one declaring God's message, then the listener will eat from this good tree, giving him stamina to be living God's way. I want to thank you for listening to our program today and hope you have a great day living God's way.
It's all that I need.
From